proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish life and practice. Observance of the Sabbath day may denote the most widely known practice characteristic of Judaism. In this lesson, we'll look at another aspect of Sabbath observance, synagogue services. During the Sabbath day, synagogue services take place Friday night and Saturday morning. The evening service, known as the Ma'ariv, usually lasts approximately 45 minutes. By contrast, the morning service, called the Shacharit, can run anywhere from 3 to 4 hours in length. In conservative and Reform Jewish synagogues, men and women can sit together in the same section. Orthodox Jewish synagogues, however, separate male worshippers from their wives and children. Such an arrangement does not imply that Orthodox Judaism regard women as inferiors. Rather, Orthodox Judaism instituted this practice in order that the men will not experience any distractions during their prayers. Hebrew serves as the primary language of the service in Orthodox and conservative Jewish synagogues. Reform Jewish synagogues often intermingle English and Hebrew in their Sabbath day liturgies. In Orthodox Jewish synagogues, the individual who leads the congregational prayer has his back to the worshipers. The reverse situation occurs in conservative and Reform Jewish synagogues, where the person leading prayer faces the congregation whenever he prays. Jewish worshipers use a prayer book, known as a siddur, during their Sabbath services. This volume contains a list of prayer employed during the Sabbath services, during holidays, and during other special worship occasions as well. The evening service, or the Ma'ariv, consists of 3 parts. First, worshippers recite the Shema Yisrael, a Jewish affirmation of faith that derives from the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, where God instructed the Jewish people to say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." Jews then recite what is known as the Shemoneh Esrei, a series of 18 statements connected with praising God, offering petitions to God, and giving thanks to God. The final portion of the evening service, known as the Aleinu, reminds Jews of their obligation to praise God. The Saturday morning service, or the Shacharit, contains all of those elements, as well as a number of other parts. Congregants recite a prayer known as the Pesukai de Zimra, or hymnal verses. These are a series of psalms and praises. The worship leader will then call a member of the congregation forward to read from a designated portion of the Chumash, the 1st 5 books of the Old Testament. Psalm 145, referred to as the Ashrei, or praises, constitutes one of the closing prayers. After the morning services, some congregations will host an Onik Shabbat, that is, the joy of Sabbath. The Onik Shabbat is a celebration for those who have attended worship services in the morning. The group assembled might sing Jewish songs, engage in religious discussion, or listen to lectures. Onik Shabbats usually provide refreshments for those who attend. Jewish people attend synagogue services as part of showing their reverence to God during the Sabbath day. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.